This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a feminist fixation on cha-cha music. But first,
you must remember this. A kiss is just a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh.
You must remember that. One of the most recognizable songs ever, and a fitting lead to a conversation with Slate contributor Joshua Foer, whose memorable piece this week covers the U.S. Memory Championship, an event that I had not so much forgotten as never even heard of. Joshua Foer joins us from Washington. Joshua, you write in this piece about what seemed to me to be completely impossible feats, memorizing a deck of cards, for instance, in less than a minute. And what other kinds of things were these people doing?
There are actually five events at the U.S. Memory Championships. The first event requires mental athletes, as they're called, to memorize 99 names and faces. The second event has them memorizing a 50-line unpublished poem. Then they have to memorize a string of random words and then a string of random digits. And finally, the final event has them memorizing a deck of playing cards, 52 cards.
Just the first event alone, 99 names associated with faces. How long do they have to do this?
Well, they have 15 minutes to commit them to memory and then 20 minutes to recall them, though it would be really miraculous for somebody to get all 99.
I would say the rest of your life would be about the required amount of time to do something like that. How do they possibly learn to do this so quickly?
Every mental athlete is basically using their own technique for each event, but they're all based on the concept of elaborative encoding, which holds that the more meaningful something is, the easier it is to remember. So, for example, if I read off a string of random digits, 1, 3, 4, 9, 7, 8, 4, you'd have very little chance of remembering those. But if you are able to convert those digits into something more memorable, say a vivid image of some kind, you actually would have a very good chance of recalling it later.
So, for instance, you write in the article, someone might associate the number 34 with Frank Sinatra, and that would be how you would remember those two digits.
Right, and a similar process is at work when memorizing a deck of cards. So, for example, there's one contestant who, when he sees a three of clubs, a nine of hearts, and a nine of spades, immediately conjures up an image of Brazilian lingerie model Adriana Lima in a Biggles biplane shooting at his old public school headmaster in a suit of armor. The more vivid the image, the more likely it is not to be forgotten.
Who are these competitors? I'm betting that they're young. And what are they like? I mean, what do they share? How do they prepare? What is it that gets someone into the U.S. Memory Championship?
Most of them are young, though not exclusively. The winner this year was a 24-year-old business analyst from Richmond, Virginia, named Rom Coley. You know, you might expect these kinds of mental savants to be weirdos, but that's actually not the case. Most of them are relatively normal people who have trained their minds to be able to do this. The second place silver medalist this year is a stay-at-home house mom named Tatiana Cooley-Marcard, who has actually won the contest three times.
You note, somewhat distressingly, that the Europeans seem to be much better at this than Americans. Americans actually don't do so well in international competitions. Why is that?
Well, I don't want to denigrate the Americans because they're actually quite good at this, and the feats they're able to accomplish really are miraculous. It so happens that in Europe, there are a number of competitors who have made this almost their profession, who compete at the international level in the world championships and at various European opens. And they are, at least so I've heard, maybe slightly more eccentric.
How's your own memory, Joshua? Did you pick up anything from being around this event that led you to think I could actually improve my memory in some way? Or are these people just gifted?
Well, one of the things that the contestants themselves and the organizers of the competition like to emphasize is that anybody can do this. What they're able to accomplish are more of a feat of training than a feat of innate talent. And so 2 days after the competition, I actually met up with two European grandmasters of memory who were in the States for the contest, and they taught me to memorize a complete deck of 52 cards. It took about 40 minutes for them to teach me the technique and 10 minutes for me to commit the deck to memory and another 10 minutes to recall it. And if you asked me now, I would still be able to tell you the order of all 52 cards.
Well, let's not play poker anytime soon. Joshua Foer's article about the U.S. Memory Championship is at Slate.com. Joshua, thanks.
Thank you.